Results are in from Hawaii's first ever primary election held entirely by mail. The new system produced historic voter turnout for a primary, with 48% of registered voters in the islands participating. Voters on two islands were asked to select their choice for county mayor. On Oahu, voters had 15 options for succeeding term-limited incumbent Mayor Kirk Caldwell. On Hawaii Island, the choice was whether or not to award another four-year term to incumbent Harry Kim. In both cases, there was a resounding rejection of the status quo. By significant margins, Honolulu voters opted for candidates without previous political experience. Rick Blangiardi and Keith Amamiya finished first and second, beating a former congresswoman, a sitting city council member, and even a former Honolulu mayor. Top finisher Rick Blangiardi said that trend wasn't a surprise to his campaign.
Going back to February, right around the time I announced, we did some market research, that the appetite in the marketplace was such that nobody was putting a premium on political experience. The real attitude had to do with somebody who could demonstrate leadership, be trustworthy, be decisive, etc. So that has been sort of our focus all the way through this campaign. And so to see these results, I would tell you that while I'm very gratified, there's nothing surprising about what's happened.
For Hawaii County Mayor, voters rejected three-term incumbent Harry Kim, opting instead for County Prosecutor Mitch Roth and community organizer Ikaika Marzo by wide margins. However, Roth was quick to point out that as an elected prosecutor, he does have experience in government.
Moving forward, I think the big difference between Ikaika and I are experience with government and knowing how government works. I have a great advantage of being able to hit the ground running. I think this will be a really good opportunity to show the rest of the world how to run the elections with aloha and treat people with dignity and respect.
The top two finishers in the nonpartisan primaries now move on to the general election in November. Candidates on both islands will be challenged to address concerns about a troubling increase in new cases of COVID-19 and persistently high unemployment. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.